It's Thursday, August 15th, 2024, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. A motorist was killed by a wrong-way driver on Highway 53 near Hagen Wednesday evening. A pilot was injured when his plane crashed at the Chetek Airport yesterday afternoon. U.S. Senate candidates Eric Hovde and incumbent Tammy Baldwin take aim at one another ahead of the November 5th election, and the state's agricultural road program gets a slow start. Good morning, I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. A driver was killed in a head-on collision in a construction zone on Highway 53 Wednesday evening. The State Patrol said the crash happened just before 5:30 p.m. south of Hagen in a construction zone where the north and southbound traffic lanes are bidirectional in the northbound corridor and separated by orange traffic posts. Witnesses said a 2017 Dodge Grand Caravan was driving north, passing other traffic in a no-passing zone when it collided with a southbound 2010 Mercury Marquis that was towing a motorcycle trailer. The Mercury driver was killed. The Grand Caravan driver was injured and airlifted by LifeLink helicopter to a hospital in Eau Claire. No names have been released at this time. The road was closed for nearly 4 hours. The State Patrol is investigating the crash. A plane crashed Wednesday afternoon at the Chetek Airport. Chetek Police Chief Ron Ambrosiadis said the only occupant, the pilot, had non-life-threatening injuries and was able to walk from the aircraft to an ambulance. His name has not been released at this time. The crash happened just before 12:30 p.m. Wednesday. The chief said a witness saw the six-seat single-engine Piper Cherokee 6 attempt a takeoff on the southbound runway when it appeared to lose control, veer off the runway, get airborne, and crash into the trees just east of the airport. Flight radar 24 logs show the Chetek-based aircraft had taken off and landed at the airport just prior to the crash. The FAA and NTSB are investigating. Republican U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde took questions at a WisPolitics luncheon in Madison on Wednesday. Hovde wants abortion put before voters at the state level.
It's been put back to the states to resolve. So I believe we Wisconsinites need to resolve this issue with a common sense and compassionate approach to a woman that is in that tough spot. How do we do that? I think we do it through a referendum.
Hovde also said a federal abortion ban will, quote, never happen, end quote, and that the majority of pregnancies are now terminated with medication, the so-called morning after pill. Republican millionaire businessman Eric Hovde and Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin are wasting no time going after one another. Hovde easily captured the GOP nomination Tuesday, officially setting the field in Wisconsin's closely watched Senate race. The seat in battleground Wisconsin is essential for Democrats to win if they hope to maintain majority control of the Senate. Hovde is banking on his deep pockets and an endorsement from former President Donald Trump to knock off Biden, a liberal Democrat who has honed her ability to appeal to key independent and moderate voters. Hovde faced only nominal opposition in Tuesday's primary and has been focused on Baldwin since he got into the race. An employee of the Democratic National Committee has filed a complaint seeking to remove the Green Party's presidential candidate from the ballot in Wisconsin. The complaint filed Wednesday argues that the party is ineligible. It's the latest move by the DNC to block third-party candidates from the ballot. Democrats are also seeking to stop independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr. in several states. The Green Party's appearance on the presidential ballot could make a difference in swing state Wisconsin, where four of the past six presidential elections have been decided by between 5,700 and fewer than 23,000 votes. The complaint asks the Wisconsin Elections Commission to take it up at an August 27th meeting. A Republican lawmaker who helped write the legislation is disappointed in the low number of applications for Wisconsin's Agricultural Road Improvement Program. Sean Maloney tells us more.
State Senator Howard Markline says he's surprised, especially with the large number of town and county roads that need improvements to handle heavy agricultural and forestry traffic.
We need a lot of applications because if there isn't the demand, the chances are not that good that it's going to be renewed in the next budget if we can't demonstrate that there's a need.
The Agricultural Road Improvement Program has already distributed $50 million this year, and the deadline for the second round of $100 million is the end of September. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
That's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Thursday.